Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
81655,
correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
The what?
Can I have the first and last name, please, ma'am?
McBride. Monty McBride.
Thank you. I'm here, ma'am. I'm just looking.
Yeah, he just doesn't remember what he purchased.
Provide me with that zip code one more time, please.
Say that again.
Provide me, please, with the zip code.
81655. 81655.
81655.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm looking with that name. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Not located in account with that name, Monty McBride. Would there be a different name that could have been used, ma'am?
No, Monty E. McBride is the one that used it.
No, I'm not pulling up an account with that name. Would there be a different name he would go by or he would have used?
Well, it's listed under his name, under his credit card.
Do you have an order number, ma'am?
I do not. It was done on 427. No order number, and it says Lifestyle Adjustment, PL. Is that your company?
I would have to first pull up an account to see who you have services with, ma'am.
Do you need the last four digits of his?
Yes, let's try the first six and last four of the card that was billed.
3007.
That's only four numbers. I need the first six and last four.
Well, I don't know that I want to give you my whole credit card number. You wouldn't it be listed under the last three digits of his credit card?
For me to pull up an account by the card information, I have to use the first six and last four.
The first six and last four, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me what company this is. What is this? Do you know?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, sir. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I would first need to locate the account.
Okay. All right, here we go then. I need to know because this is crazy. I've never heard of this. It's 3797 752-443-73007.
I just need the first six and last four, not the full cards. I have for the first, the last four is 3007, and now just the first six.
The first six of the whole card, 379775.
So I have 4, 3, 7, 9, 7, 7, 5.
No.
Okay. You need the first six. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Just the first six is what I'm missing now.
3, 7, 9, 7, 7, 5.
3, 7, 9, 7, 7, 5. Okay.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong card here. That's my fault. Okay, never mind. Here we go. It's the city card that was used. So here are the numbers. 410040.
And the last four for that one.
3660.
Thank you.
That's me again.
Okay. So I'm pulling up an account with that card information. I do need to verify the proper account. Pull up, do you mind verifying the expiration date for that card?
5/23.
Okay, thank you.
That could be.
Okay, so I pulled up and verified the account with the card information. This account was named on the account with Nikki McBriar.
McBride.
My apologies about the last name pronunciation. And it shows the shipping address was 150 Little Dipper Road.
And what was the purchase?
Wisconsin. It's the city is going to be spelled WOLCOTT, and that is going to be Colorado.
Yes.
Familiar
and what
with that
was
address?
The item? That's correct.
Okay. And then this was for the meal planning app called Bites Hub, ma'am, is what was ordered. It was initially going to be a monthly subscription for the $59.89, ma'am. It was
absolutely
created
not.
When entering into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum, as stated in the terms and conditions. You also had the ability to sign up for the meal planning app. If you did not want to, you were needing to opt out of it when entering into that contest for the Dyson's vacuum. Do you remember ever doing anything like that?
That was a scam. It was through Home Depot, and it said free Dyson, just pay $5 to receive. So that's a total scam. And it was
we strictly only service the meal planning app. We don't service the contest entry, ma'am. But it was disclosed when you entered that.
What does that have to do with a vacuum? What does meal planning have to do with a vacuum? That's crazy.
You signed up for the meal planning app, ma'am. That was a monthly subscription.
No, that's crazy. That's a scam. I need to opt out of that immediately.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that today, ma'am. Do you see you are eligible today for a $20 monthly service fee? I can place that on the account versus that $59.89 monthly service fee. Would you like to take advantage of that today, ma'am?
No, I want to.
I'll go ahead and get
record.
This canceled out for you today, ma'am.
Canceled,
please. Stay in line. I recommend in the future, whenever you place any type of order online, you make sure you thoroughly read those terms and conditions, ma'am. It does provide you with what you are ordering and agreeing to upon the order.
Okay. Can you take this off the record? And then there's another weird one. I wonder if that's the same company. It's almost like the same number. And there's another one placed on 518.
We've only billed you for 1 month so far.
Okay.
It was created.
You're part of a meal plan. How does that work with Home Depot?
So when you entered into that contest, it stated you were also going to be signing up for the meal planning app. If you did not want to sign up for the meal planning app, then you would need to opt out of it at the time of entering that contest, ma'am.
It wasn't even a contest. I mean, that's crazy. So anyway, let's get rid of that.
I'm working on canceling it out. Please stay in line.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm getting this canceled out.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Do what now?
I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Oh, a number? Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. You ready for
what
it?
Is it? Uh-huh.
C like in Chuck, 9206713222.
Okay. So this is now canceled.
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you about this other thing here that says Evolution Stargadge. Stargadge has almost the same number.
What's the amount you're being billed?
It's $39.99. Is that your company also?
No, ma'am. That's not us billing you.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. You would need to call the bank to get the proper customer service number for that, ma'am. We don't service that.
Okay. So do I get a credit on my credit card?
This cancels out all future charges, ma'am. All I did was cancel the account out.
And you
what I can go ahead.
Can you take that off my credit card? Give me a credit.
I will go and speak with my supervisor real quick to see if there's anything to do about a refund. Please stay in line.
A refund, yes. I would really appreciate that.
Ma'am, I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor. I was able to get them to approve today as a one-time courtesy a refund of $55 minus the $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay. Well, I really would like that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thank you for taking care of us.
Oh,
geez. All
right.
Okay.
So your refund is going to be back on your account for $55 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, you're going to have a confirmation number for your refund whenever you're ready.
Okay. That what is that number?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 7, 6, and then it's going to be 1, 8. 5, 3, 2, 1, 4, 4, 1.
Okay.
Did we get a new card?
No.
We'll be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Next 3 to 5 days. I'll be looking for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks again.
Thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can do for you?
All right. That's it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.